Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, this week we read about a Florida town manager who referred to her African-American assistant as Mammy. And the assistant got upset, and so the Florida town manager tried to apologize for the incident by telling the assistant that, no, she's not a racist. In fact, she absolutely loved whom?
Hattie McDaniel?
You're close.
Butterfly McQueen.
A similar kind of icon, but more...
Jemima.
Yes, Aunt Jemima. She says, oh, no, I'm not a racist. I love Aunt Jemima.
She's referring to the syrup, right?
She's referring to the pancake syrup brand.
The bottle.
And as you can imagine, the assistant in question did not take comfort in being told that her boss was an enthusiastic fan of the slave-inspired fictional pancake maker.
She so should have gone with Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah. It's much less racially, you know, incendiary. The City Council of Golden Beach, Florida, has promised investigation of the town manager. She's still defending herself. She says, hey. She says, no, really, my best friend is a lawn jockey, she said. Amy, please listen to Carl.
Let's be fair. Coloring books are very expensive.
That was someone posting at Huffington Post talking about the just-announced $500 million library that will be built to honor whom?
not our president.
Yes, our president.
Oh, no, my stars.
$500 million. The president this week announced that his presidential library will be built in Texas. It will cost a record $500 million. And no,
I'm stuck out there in a wilderness of jokes, and I don't know which way to turn.
What's going to be, like...
Well, let me eliminate...
Wait, there's another one going by.
Let me eliminate one of them for you. It will not have a copy of My Pet Goat.
Has he ever been to a library?
Well,
there's another one.
They just want to make sure when he does go into one, it's going to be a good one.
Wow.
It is much more expensive than the other libraries, in part because all the books are books on tape. And
yeah.
More expensive.
Yeah.
And pop-ups. He likes those.
Pop-ups are very expensive.
He likes
expensive,
those pop-up
actually.
Books.
Yep.
And it's hard to explain the economy in a pop-up, but they
I'm
do
trying,
it.
What would the Bush administration in a pop-up book, you turn the page, Dick Cheney comes up and shoots you. Turns over. No. The reason it is going to cost $500 million, which is far more, as Mo says, as Mo confirms, than other presidential libraries, even President Clinton's, is because it's not just going to be a library, it's going to be a think tank. It is.
But this time, an actual tank, right?
It's going to be a think tank, and they're going to support scholars who will explain and defend the successes and the rationales behind Bush administration policies. And I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, $500 million ain't going to make it. They're going to need more money.
Right. Wow, that's beautiful.
Now, they say, the Bush people who are putting this together, they say that they're going to get all that money from, quote, mega donations from, and I quote them, wealthy heiresses and Arab nations.
No way.
Wait a minute. Who's the construction company? Bialystok and Bloom?
Now, I like books and they like me. So when I go to the library, I sit down in my favorite chair and check to see who's there. Maybe one book, maybe two.
Take me home,
says Winnie the Pooh.
And if we have to travel far, I'll bring